Physicians will notice their patients' weight, especially when it keeps going up. Obesity is one of the most pressing chronic diseases of our time, but talking about weight gain in patients is another story. WHYY's Nicole Leonard checked in with the local doctors to ask, how do they bring this up?
The exam rooms and hallways at Memphis Street Pediatrics in North Philadelphia are usually filled with squealing babies and sounds of kids running around. But the practice is closed for lunchtime and quiet when I get here. Many patients have been coming to see Dr. Elena McDonald since they were just infants. In between wellness exams, routine vaccinations, and sick visits, McDonald is always asking families about their eating habits, nutritional needs, and physical activity at home.
Even if they come in, if they have an acute illness, and I come in and they've done their weight and things, and I'll say, okay, you know, just keeping an eye on the weight, making sure, you know, how are we doing with our fruits, how are we doing with our vegetables and our water and our physical activity.
McDonald's goal is to talk to both parents and kids about risk factors for obesity as early as possible to set them up for long-term lifestyle changes.
We're educating the family because we need the parents to buy in to what we're saying. So if we have parents that are overweight and obese, then they have to recognize that they're not eating the healthiest, they're not getting enough physical activity, so they have to make changes in order to help their children.
But she also recognizes the challenges families face when trying to make these changes. They may not live near a supermarket, or the fresh produce there is too expensive. McDonald says she wants to find solutions. Ideally, pediatricians can help prevent as many kids as possible from becoming overweight and obese when they're young. Otherwise, they face more serious health consequences as adults. Dr. Samantha Flanagan sees adult patients at the Family Medicine Clinic or weight loss program at Temple Health. Many of them have already been struggling with excess weight for years, and many have had negative past experiences with healthcare providers.
I've had people tell me things like, I had a doctor tell me everything is because of my weight, and they're not going to do X, Y, or Z because I need to lose weight.
Other patients tell her they've felt shamed or criticized in a doctor's office for having obesity.
Some people avoid going to the doctor or seeking medical care because they fear the scale. They fear what someone's going to tell them about their weight. They fear that whatever concern they have is going to be dismissed.
Flanagan takes a different approach with her patients. She asks them for permission to talk about weight, nutrition, physical activity, and possible obesity treatments.
Easy way to say that would be, I think that your weight may be contributing to some of X, Y, or Z concerns that you're having. Are you open to us having a conversation today or scheduling a follow-up appointment to talk more in depth about this? I would say I've almost never had a negative response to that. The vast majority of patients say, yeah, I would love to talk about it, but I didn't know how to bring it up.
Flanagan says this approach helps her build trust with patients, especially those who've had bad experiences with the health system before.
We want them to come back and keep interacting with the medical system so that they can get these health outcomes.
She says some primary care providers can be hesitant about initiating conversations about obesity.
Because it is not a short conversation. And so do you want to open that can of worms that you have three patients waiting for you? And do I really want to start talking about this now when I have 15 other things I need to do for this patient anyways?
The conversation can usually wait, she says, but it needs to be had at some point. Patients deserve that.
It's usually not in the moment, life or death, that you have to address someone's weight that second. But it's something that if we just keep kicking the can down the road, eventually it does become that way.
Flanagan says it's taken many years for the medical system and the public to recognize obesity as a chronic disease that deserves just as much attention as other conditions, and there's still a lot more work to do. Part of that, she says, is training the next generation of doctors and nurses. Flanagan teaches third-year medical students at Temple.
One of the exercises that I have them do is practicing. Like, I give cases of patients and I ask them how they would broach the conversation and practice, like, what's the phrasing? How would you bring this up as like an exercise to say, how do you just tie this in to care?
Flanagan and McDonald say they hope greater awareness and better approaches to weight issues and obesity will help more people get support at earlier stages. And it can all start with a conversation at the doctor's office. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.